Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Baker Radio, Exceptional Legal Talk, with your hosts, T. Hoffman and Liz Miller.
Hello, it's T. Hoffman, the Chief Business Development Officer at Baker Donaldson, Bierman, Caldwell, and Berkowitz. Welcome back to Baker Radio on NashvilleNetRadio.com, where Music City talks online. We're glad to have Matt Sweeney, who is a shareholder in our firm's Nashville office and is a trial and appellate practitioner in Nashville. And Matt is also very interested in doing mediation and arbitration work in addition to your trial and appellate practice, and has served as a circuit court judge. Matt, we're just you're one of the most delightful people I think that we have in the office, and you're fun to be around, and it's interesting because we have so many different personalities at Baker Donaldson. It's always interesting to see the different people who choose to come to our firm. What exactly made you decide to be a lawyer in the first place? Because you always think of lawyers as being these kind of analytical types of folks, and I don't consider you necessarily, not that you're not analytical, but I don't consider you to be, you know, the little round glass kind of guy that you might think of as the typical lawyer.
Well, I guess you have to look to the time when I grew up. I went to law school because I thought it was the greatest tool for social change.
Ah, so you actually went to make a difference.
I went to make a difference.
And?
I think I have. Not necessarily in the way that I thought that I would.
Mm-hmm.
In a number of ways that I have, there have been great opportunities, of course, to give back to the community, as we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
There was the opportunity to serve on the bench. Of course, that's different. That's not the way that a judge should act as far as social change, not
mm-hmm.
at all.
Right.
So that certainly wasn't in that role. The pro bono role, yes, that has played a role, I think, mm-hmm. somewhat in social change. And, you know, you find out when I went to law school, I thought that you were going to learn laws, that there was a book of laws, you memorized them, and then you applied them. And when I got to law school, I found out that's not the way that it is, that it is a lot more analytical. There's a lot more based on court decisions over time that you have to apply, and that there's much more to the law and to being a lawyer than just taking it in one direction. There's a lot of ways that you can bring about resolutions of things that help people, which is maybe a different way of looking at it than what I originally thought when I went to law school as far as social change. I think I've helped a lot of people. And, you know, some of the things that I think I've enjoyed and accomplished most have been pro bono matters of individuals.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of people who I've been representing for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. In various issues having to do with them and their family, and I think I've helped.
And
I
it's personally satisfying as well.
Very much so. Because if somebody didn't help them, they wouldn't have had any chance in some of these issues.
Yeah, and Baker Donaldson's been very supportive. In fact, we have a pro bono lawyer, someone who's just Lisa Borden down in our Birmingham office, who represents the firm in all these pro bono matters and helps kind of distribute work throughout our firm for pro bono programs in the states in which we serve. And I think that's made a real difference. In fact, I know that we've increased the number of pro bono hours firm-wide by over 40% since she really started focusing on this. And it's important work for us to give back. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the firm's commitment to this is great. And, you know, what's important to recognize is that the firm encourages this. This is something that the firm recognizes that lawyers should do and encourages them and supports them in doing it. And every year when we kind of look at what we've done and other people look at what we've done, they say, well, how have you given back to the community? And there's no one way to do it. It could be giving to your church in that way of working with your church.
Right, right.
It could be helping Habitat for Humanity, really, and supporting or building a house. It could be representing people in court. It could be serving on the board of the Red Cross, you know, or of the Women's Shelter, or the Y. I mean, there's a number of different ways, and it's recognized that there's a number of different ways to give back. And the firm encourages each of us to do that. You know, when we were talking about that death penalty case and all the hours that were spent there, I mean, you know, it's something that the firm is giving up time and giving up expenses and absorbing
time is money.
Those.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's a real commitment, and it's appropriate and it's necessary.
Now, Matt, I know that the practice of law has changed pretty significantly since 1976. How have you seen the practice change, and what are some of the things that have impacted you the most?
Well, I think one thing that's really interesting is when I got out of law school, the largest firm in Nashville had 15 lawyers.
Yes.
And now the largest firm that's pretty much just Nashville is in the area of 200. And, of course, with our firm and the regional offices of that, I mean, I guess we've got, you know, well over 500 lawyers.
Yeah, over 550.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a dramatic change. The whole concept of regional firms is a dramatic change. Technology, the way that we can work together on matters from multiple offices because of technology, that's a big change. Law has become far more complex than it was and much more regulated.
And the way people find lawyers, talking about technology, you know, it used to be that you found lawyers by actually pulling down the Martindale Hubbell big, thick, you know, 3-inch wide books, you know, to figure out which lawyer you might use in a certain city. And now you Google Nashville lawyer appellate practice.
True. There's still not good ways in many respects of finding good
the
lawyers.
The best lawyer.
The best lawyers.
Right.
And how to figure out who you might actually want for a particular type of matter. But there are a lot more avenues to find lawyers now than there were, where you can actually get more information to consider and make a more informed choice.
What about diversity and the number of women that are practicing today versus when you started?
When I started, there were very few women practicing in Nashville. My class in law school, I think, was the first class that had a large number of women. I think about a third of my class were women. And yet, when they wanted to get jobs, there were still a number of law firms that you know, said either quietly or publicly that they had no interest in hiring women. I remember one woman calling up a lawyer in town and asking, and he said to her, "Why would I want to hire you?"
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Well, one reason is because you just violated the law, and you probably should have somebody who helps you understand what the law is."
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I know Baker Donaldson's very supportive with our women's initiative and our diversity initiative and making sure that we're looking at people of all different genders and ethnicities across the board so that we can better represent our clients.
I mean, it's really important to understand that just like lawyers come from all sorts of backgrounds and different genders and different races and all that, so do clients. So
exactly.
Do jurors.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're a diverse community, and we have diverse interests to represent. And there are a lot of great lawyers who come from all sorts of experiences and backgrounds. And what we want to do is bring in as many great lawyers as we can. And we do that.
Thank you, Matt, for being with us today on BakerRadio.com.
Unless otherwise indicated, the attorneys interviewed for Baker Radio are not certified as specialists by the Tennessee Commission on Continuing Legal Education and Specialization in the areas of practice discussed during the show. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services performed by Baker Donaldson is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. The information provided on Baker Radio is not intended to be legal advice, but merely conveys general information related to legal issues commonly encountered. The information is not guaranteed to be correct, complete, or current. We make no warranty expressed or implied about the accuracy or reliability of the information conveyed on the show or at this website or at any other website to which this site is linked. This website is not soliciting clients and does not propose any type of transaction. By listening to this show, you understand that there's no attorney-client relationship between you and Baker Donaldson, Bierman, Caldwell, and Berkowitz. You should not act or rely on any information at this radio show website or information discussed during the radio show without seeking the advice of an attorney. The determination of whether you need legal services and your choice of a lawyer are very important matters that should not be based on this internet radio show, websites, or advertisements. The rules of professional conduct of the various states where our offices are located require the following language. This is an advertisement. T. Hoffman, Chief Business Development Officer, is located at the firm's Nashville office, located at 211 Commerce Street, Suite 1000, Nashville, Tennessee, and can be reached at 615-726-5600 or at BakerRadio.com. Radio at BakerDonaldson.com.
Hi, I'm Comer Martin, Nashville's Office Operations Administrator. At Baker Donaldson, we think a lot of how we can serve our clients better. Through our Clients First initiative, we have developed 12 standards of excellence that demonstrate the priority we place on our clients and exceeding their expectations. We talk about these standards every single day and how we can use them to be a better resource to our internal and external clients. Here are a few examples of those standards. We are welcoming and respectful in our interactions, personalizing our communications by introducing ourselves and addressing others by name. We handle all communications in a courteous, professional, and prompt manner. Our appearance, workspaces, and public areas reflect our commitment to excellence. We keep our appearances appropriate, our workspaces professional, and our common areas impeccable. We work seamlessly together as one firm, respecting each person's roles and contributions. You can learn more about Baker Donaldson at www.bakerdonaldson.com.
Selling on eBay is different than any other e-commercial channel, and we here at Vendio know it. For over 10 years, we've specialized in helping you sell. We listen carefully to your needs and invest time and money in order to offer you the finest selling solutions in the world. Simply put, Vendio streamlines your eBay and store sales process. This results in eliminating waste, time, and extra expenses. The Vendio platform is for eBayers who are entrepreneurial in nature and who want to grow their business. With the Vendio platform, you can automatically schedule, list, relist items, get gorgeous-looking templates, manage orders, inventory, and communicate with customers. Add our image hosting, product research, and new cross-platform store to the mix, and you have everything you need to succeed. And we've made the process nice and user-friendly. So visit us at Vendio.com/radio for our special free offer. That's Vendio.com/radio.
You and Navy Mutual Aid Association. We've been through a lot together since 1879. In those days, they spoke a little more formally. But our mission statement remains the same.
Our mission is to aid our members and their dependents or beneficiaries by providing with certainty and promptness a substantial sum for their relief. With insurance plans, it is near the actual net cost as possible.
In other words, we offer low-cost, high-quality insurance so that your family will be taken care of. We do have a lot more choices now. Coverage is available to you and your family with no war or aviation clauses and no military or travel restrictions. Visit NavyMutual.org to obtain a quote, apply for the insurance, or fill out the forms. Or you can reach us at 800-628-6011 to speak with us in person. Navy Mutual, serving you since 1879.